Okay, it's been a long time, but we're going to continue our halacha. We're now in Siman Vav, the sixth chapter of the Shulchan Aruch. We're going through the laws of Asher Yatzar. We'll do it in quick, sweet Q&A answer form. So the siman's about Asher Yatzar, and a bit uncharacteristically, the Shulchan Aruch talks about the meaning of the words of Asher Yatzar. Shulchan Aruch asks, what does it mean when we say Asher Yatzar at Adam bechokhma? What's the special wisdom? Shulchan Aruch gives three answers. First of all, the wisdom is the human body. And that's absolutely true. The body is so complicated, and we're thanking Hashem for the complexity of our beautiful body. Secondly, we're thanking God for the wisdom that He created man in such a way that we had food and we were created in a world so that we could eat. And finally, the wisdom is that we have so many holes right now opening our mouth and breathing, and yet we don't pop. So that takes a lot of chokhmah. The word we say is Asher Yatzar Adam, and then we go on to thank Hashem for the nikavim, many nekevs. What's a nekev? A nekev is, says the Shulchan Aruch, a part of our body with an opening, like a mouth. So we're thanking God for our mouth, but also specifically to the ability to go to the bathroom, to those organs which open. That's a nekev. A chalul, the Shulchan Aruch explains, is a closed organ, like intestines, and we're thanking God for that too. By the way, chalim, chalim is gematria of 248, so we're thanking God for the 248 body parts, 248 mitzvahs, according to the mystics. Why do we call God a rofe? Shulchan Aruch answers, He's healing us because if you have waste in your body, you could literally die. So we get rid of the waste, and then that's Hashem healing us. By the way, in the biblical sense of rofe, God is called a rofe. In Shmos, Rafa is not just someone who heals us after we're sick, but he gives us a checkup and wisdom how to heal our body before we're sick. That's also a doctor. So Hashem is our doctor. Final parish. What's a pele? So the pele, the wonder, is A, that we breathe, like we mentioned, and yet we don't pop. Bet, that when we eat, the good stuff goes in, we take the good nutrients, and the bad stuff goes out. What a pella, what a wonder. And the Ramah adds, the pella, is that we have a body, a spirit, and a physical body joined together. That is the pella. That is my favorite parish. The Mishnah Berurah adds that us Ashkenazim do not say afilu sha'achat, although the Shulchan Aruch writes that's the nusach, because we really can live one moment even without breathing. We can't live too many moments, but therefore we have a different nusach. We also don't say the word rafecholi, so a few little nusach changes. The Mishnah Berurah points out, based on the mystics, the kavanot, that when we eat, there is a physical side of food and there is a spiritual side of food. When we say a bracha with kavana, we tap into the spiritual side of food. So let's make sure we say a lot of kavana when we say our brachos. Second seif of the Shulchan Aruch, when should I say the bracha of Asher Yatzar? And when should I say Netilat Yadayim? So the Shulchan Aruch answers that there's some who wait until they go to shul, and then they say the Netilat Yadayim there. But Bnei Svard are not Noeg. They bless right away when we do Netilat Yadayim. They do Netilat Yadayim right away. And either way, the Ramah points out, you certainly should not bless twice. We only bless either right away or in shul. And there are different minhagim, and whatever your minhag is a fine. But the Mishnah Berurah does point out that if there's a delay between your netila and, let's say, you say extra tehillim, you learn slichos, all of these things, you should then not delay too much your netila tadayim. You should connect it as much as possible to waking up. So if there's going to be a long delay, you should just say the bracha of netila tadayim right away. But the Mishnah Berurah does point out that if you have to go to the bathroom, first you should go to the bathroom, say Asher Yatzar, and then go back and then do the Netilat Yadayim, because we don't want to say Shem's name at for Netilat Yadayim when we have to go to the bathroom. That would not be proper. The Mishnah Berurah also adds, kind of on a side note, that there's a Kabbalah of Rav Yehuda HaChassid to say the Shema, and you'll see this in the Sitters. But even though it's a great idea, have in mind not to fulfill your mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. That we'd rather fulfill once we're doing it with the Birchas Kriyat Shema or with our tefillin on. However, if for whatever reason you're late and you're going to miss saying Kriyat Shema Bizmano, even according to the Magen Avraham, then you should say the whole Kriyat Shema of Rav Yehuda HaChassid. The Dirshu points out, based on the Bir Halacha, that one need not necessarily specifically have kavana not to fulfill your mitzvah. Just don't have kavana specifically to fulfill your mitzvah. And you will not fulfill your mitzvah of Shema. Rather, you will fulfill the mitzvah when you do it in the Birchos Kriyat Shema later in your davening. Okay, quickly, Sif Gimel. Shulchan Aruch talks about Alokai Neshama. Explains that we do not, even though it's a bracha, we do not need to say Baruch Atah because it's a Birchas Hashevach. Mishbura suggests that we should do Ashgi Yatzar with Alokai Neshama joined together, so it's a bracha which is Smucha L'Chaverita, joined together with its friend. Nonetheless, the Ramah in a different place writes that there is a minog to connect Elokai Neshama to Birchas HaTaira, and that is the way that Archgirl and other sitters have it. Either way is fine. If you forgot to say Elokai Neshama and you only realized after your Shemona Esrei, you should not say Elokai Neshama because your Tchiyat Tamit in Bracha and your Shemona Esrei covered the inyan of Elokai Neshama. Finally, in Sif Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch writes that there was a custom to say Brachas out loud, and that's okay. Because it's not a bracha levatala, because we're not being yotze others and we do these brachas, and it's a good way to get your 90 amens in. Our minhag is generally not to do this, but I actually think it's a nice idea because it gets people to say the bracha with more kavana when you know people are listening. And if you're in a minyan where they say the brachas of shachar out loud, why not? Go for it. All right, that's your quick summary of Shulchan Aruch Siman Vav. With some Dirshu insights. Have yourself a wonderful day. If you have any questions about this, please WhatsApp me. Happy to try to get back to you. And if you enjoyed this halacha shir, please forward it to other people. Maybe they'll enjoy it too. We have a WhatsApp group where we share halachas as often as we can. Can't wait to see you next time for Siman Zayin of the Shulchan Aruch.